and Sunday's learning, in case I forget on Sunday, is the Zecher Nishmas Glika Risha Glika Basra Reform Alter of the day of a yahrzeit. May the limud be a schus for a neshama, sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Yaina Sheinbaum. If somebody can remind me on Sunday, I'll say it again. If not, what? Which day is the yahrzeit? Probably. I think it is. I think it's Tesadur. I think it is. No, Tesadur is Sunday. It says on top Chesadur, so it must be Shabbos. Today's Zayin Adar. Okay, we are... Today's Zayin Adar, yeah.
Please start the recording.
I did. I think I did.
Yeah, yes, you did.
Okay, right. Okay, we're on Daf Hey, I'm an Aleph. And we are up to Darish Rebavira. And find Darish Rebavira, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20 lines or 19 lines in the bottom. Darish Rebavira, Rebavira Darshans. Zimdin Amale Mishmei B'Taymer Rebelezer. I'm sorry, Darish Rebavira B'Taymer Rebelezer. It's interesting, Rebavira Darshan before, many times in Shas, says Darish Rebavira, sometimes Rebavami, sometimes Rebavasi. This is why it doesn't say that. That either Rabbi Vira Darshan or Rabbi Lazar Darshan. Bo Reich Shalai Kimidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midus Basavidam. Hashem is not like us. We're not like him. Midus Basavidam, Gvaya Reyes HaGvaya, Vein Gvaya Reyes HaShafo. Somebody who's high up in the ranks sees other people who are high up in the ranks. But I say sees means has shaykhus to, develops relationships with, is in his social circle. Millionaires hang around millionaires, right? You don't see millionaires hanging around with the poor people. I will meet this HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einikon. Gavaya, who Gavaya? Barayas HaShafol. Shenemar, Kiram Hashem, B'Shafol Yira. Adarabba. The more humble a person is, the more Hashem HaShachas them. Not interested in the arrogant people. I mean, he might be interested in everybody, but he's not as interested in the arrogant people. Maybe not interested at all. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Raya Sakavaya. It's a little bit up. The Karvay Lishtadalimai. To make him closed, to work with him. The Choshev Beinov. That's who he treats as Choshev. The guy has money. Ah, he's a Choshev person. Kamaki Bikura Batena Bereshisa. Like a pasuk that says, like a first fig at the beginning, Reisius Abisechem, the Sati Eini Lekarvim Lechavavam. I treated your forefathers like a first grown fruit, meaning a certain chiba to a first. Something about that. Amar Amchiz Devitema Marokva. Kol Adam Shiesh Begatha Zeruach. I think this statement sums up a lot. Anybody that's about Gaiva, we can't live in the same world. It's my world or is it his world? One who spreads bad things. What does he translate, Meloshni? One who slanders?
Yes.
In private, his friend, we call that Lashon Hara. I say Atzmus, I will destroy him. Somebody has eyes and a broad heart, meaning arrogant, isolate Yuchal. Him I can't take. I'll take me isolate Yuchal. I can't be together with him. He doesn't leave room for me. He fills up the void. He fills up the space. Therefore, I can't be in the same world as him. Some say that it's going back to the first half of the Pasuk. So the Mefarshim say, but how do you ignore the second half of the Pasuk? That's where it says it. They say it has to be both. The Igdi Amri is saying that this Isol Yucho, that Hashem can't be in the same world with him, is only if he does both. He speaks Lashon Hara and he's arrogant. Rashi, first that says arrogance by itself. Rashi. Dr. Rashi? No Rashi. Oh, yeah. Igdi Masni La Absapi Lashon Hara, Shemreshi the Krop, and Lashon Hara says Sereyu. Amr Alexandri. Kal Adam Shiesh Begasas Ruach, Avila Ruach Kimba Oikrasai. Even a little bit of a punishment, we're comparing the punishment to a wind. Something out of the ordinary, Akrasai muddies him, meaning it throws him for a loop. He's so arrogant that he can't handle anything that doesn't go his way. And there's a slight not going his way, which we call punishment, Rashi calls it. It throws him, he's completely off. Like, how can I be punished? Like, who am I? You know, I'm the great guy. Shenamar v'rishoyim ki yam nigrash. Rishoyim, the passage is talking about before the humble people, then it says the wicked people, which is referring to the opposite of humble people, which are the arrogant people. Kayom nigrash, like the sea throws out its mud, meaning the sea loses its composure when it's windy. So, ma yam, she has become a revius. The yam is a big sea. Still ruach kimba, a little bit of a wind. That across it makes it, doesn't flow straight now. It moves sideways because of the wind. Adam she'en ba'el revius agas, a person who lives on one revius. Now, exactly what that means, Tysus says, Rashi seems to say that a person, nefesh is in revius. We see that revius dam is matame. Tysus says there's revius blood that's constantly in the heart. And that revius is what keeps him going. So, in Okinami, a person has more revius than in his body, but that's the revius that counts. So, revius is constantly flowing. It's changing, but there's a revius there. Alakas kama v'kama, that he can get thrown off by what we call a wind. To a human, a wind means something out of the ordinary. Rashi. Zok Rashi, for a short, ruach kima chrasai, peranis kala, little punishment, tarfasai confuses him, umavdasai, and throws him lost. Rashoim gasi haruach, how do I know it's referring to the gaiva? According to Lel, Mishloi, Mishloim, and Nidkoim. Pasuk before talks about the humble ones and the oppressed ones. The hachkas ruach shvalim. Right, that's what the pasuk says. I will not always punish those these humble people. Meaning, I won't make them feel more humble. Money, the avera of his money, I saw his ways and I like it. Hashem who creates the movement on the lips. And then the pasuk continues. They're not humble. They're not oppressed. Kiyam nigrash. Kiyam hamagaresh umashlich refresh v'titlus vasof. Like the sea that throws the mud to the banks, srivav. Kama revias lugi mayim anurayim. Shiruach kima akrosay cheres remav. A wind comes and the sea becomes muddied. Muddied by the mud and everything. Because the wind disturbs its regular flow. So adam shayim ba'el revias akash revias namu miskayim. Rashi says that he can live with the revius. She says, "Halacha l'maishim etzinai." She revius dam b'tamer bayo, neishu nefesh. The kavina be'akol nafshis meis b'yavai. Zok the Gemara.
Shouldn't any slight wind, let's say, knocks off my hat, I should be concerned that I did something wrong?
No, it's not talking about a wind. The pasuk is not talking. Gemara is not talking about a wind. First of all, if you really want to know the truth, yes. Not that you did something wrong, but anything that happens to you that's negative is you saw him. Okay, so that's true. If you stick your hand in your pocket looking for your keys, and it's in the other pocket, the Gemara says in there, that's you saw him. So, yes, you want to know, should you be concerned? I wouldn't lose any sleep over the fact that your hat blew off, unless your hat got dirty and ruined, then you need a new hat. But besides that, I wouldn't lose any sleep over it, but to say that it's nothing, I won't say either. The hat blowing off is the kind of you saw him we can live with. We take up a lot of Averis, and we can live with that. But that's not what the Gemara means here anyway. Gemara does not mean. The Gemara uses wind as a metaphor. Meaning, just like the wind, anything unusual is compared to a wind. The sea flows nicely, clear water, comes the wind, and the motor gets muddied. So the same thing happens. This rich guy, arrogant guy, is having a normal life, and all of a sudden something happens, and he loses it because he's not... He loses his composure because it's built on things going his way and it's not going his way. That's all. Yes, doctor.
Parenthetically, you don't need to say that there's this revius in the heart is flowing around the body. One of the medieval explanations of pulse is that it was like a drumbeat.
I was just reading text.
It was, you know, you know, it's concussive saying exactly what we thought at that time. It wasn't until Harvey and Leeuwenhoek in the 17th century
Okay, here we go. And I'd like to finish four lines or five lines before people start pasquining Shilas. Tamachachim has to have an eighth of an eighth of Gaiva, which means it's the 64th of a log. That's what a eighth of an eighth. Amar Chiru Bar Yerushua, Ma'atrele, it's a crown for him, Kisasa L'Shibulto, like the beard for the stalk. That's what the first Mandiyama says. Let's do Rashi. Echad Mishmayde Bishminas Mishko Katnu, it's a very small weight. Vahainu, the Gemara calls this Uchla. The Bachas has a kash of that. Klaimer, it's a kind of measurement, kind of weight. Klaimer, Tsarach She'ebe Ma'ad Gaiva, why? The Rashi, why is that little bit of gaiva necessary? For Yikali Harayish Mustelimbay. Now those who are not from, Kali Harayish means they're lightheaded, they don't take life seriously, shouldn't be making fun of him because he doesn't react. That little gaiva gives him the ability to impose on them. He's a tamachachem, he's a chash of a person, he's a big anav, and they're going to run all over him. He has to have that shmini shibishminis to keep them from running all over him. Gassis muut, a little bit of gaiva, noavai genis l'zavachachem, umatrehu kasasam materasas hashibailas. And it surrounds them like a beard that goes around that stalk. Rava agrees. B'shamta de isvei, and Cherim, excommunicated, should be the one who's arrogant. B'shamta de leslei, and whoever doesn't have a little bit of gaiva should also be excommunicated. He agrees with the previous statement, Dr. Rashi. B'shamta de isvei gassis aruach, b'shamta de leslei gassis porta, b'she'em b'nei yira yireim imenu. This is people in the city aren't, don't fear him. B'em b'kayach le'chicham, he doesn't have the power to give them mussar. Dr. Gemara Weiter. No part of Gaiva at all. Not at all. Is it so small that it says abomination, anybody has Gaiva? No Gaiva allowed at all. So the Farshim learned there's a machloik is going on. Can a person have a certain Gaiva, a certain small amount, or can he feign that gaiva, fake that gaiva, but really inside not think of himself as anything more? That's a machloikas. The Rambam paskens that a person should be merachik from gaiva as far as he can go and not have a little bit of gaiva. I mean, the Rambam paskens from Nachman by Yitzchak. He does not bring in Hilchos Deos shmidis shibishmidis. That's on the Rambam paskens. So, according to the Rambam, a person should not have any sense of arrogance, but he should act like he is in order to be able to impose on the people in the city. He should at least give that, like I always quote Ramesh as my example. He was the Pesach Adar, the biggest humble person. But Tarek says, knowing who you are and knowing your job is not a contradiction to humility. Because again, to Ramesh, and I'm assuming, to Ramesh, he compared himself what he thought he could have been, and he didn't reach it. He's going to get upstairs. They're going to say, what happened to you? You wasted away your life. Exactly. That's the pshat in the Gemara. Now, there is Gra. There's three pshat to my sub. The Gra says, Shmini Shibishminis, Dr. Gra's eighth pasuk in the eighth parasha of the Torah. Ketainti mikala chasadim mikala emes. A person should know he's nothing. That's what the Gra says. He has to have Shmini Shibishminis. It's not pasuk pshat in the Gemara. The pshat is, he should know he's nothing. That's the Gros. Others want to learn, again, using that same Mahalach of the Gros. They want to learn that in Kapitol that talks about Lamnatseach ala Shminis, which is, I believe they're referring to Kapitel Yud Beis, it says, which pasuk? I don't remember which one they said. I thought they said it's Kapitel Ches, but it doesn't really fit. The other ones want to say it's going on Kuf Yutes, which has eight sukkim for each letter. Shmini Shebishminis, go to the ones about Ches, and the pasuk says, where's the pasuk? Should always remember they should be friends with the ones that fear Hashem. Yes.
So when Rashi says after the Sulam, Yaakov Avinu, it says the Yisrael Leiv, he had his step.
That's not, no, that was, it just gave him energy.
That's just energy?
Energy. He had energy. He got a Yisrael from Hashem. Gave him the energy to continue. I don't think this uses the word not says Raglav. Doesn't say Yigvah Leiv. I don't think Rashi uses the word Yigvah Leiv.
No.
I'm not going to sit and argue with him. Take a Chumash and look. It says Nasa Raglav.
What?
It says Nasa Raglav.
What?
Nasa Raglav is Leiv. Okay, thank you. Yes, Harvey.
I think you answered some of what I was going to ask, but Moshe Rabbeinu is our paradigm of humbleness. And when he's refusing his charge to go and do his thing, God doesn't say to him, you know, fake it a little bit, or you're the only one. He says, I'm with you. You don't have anything. I'm with you, so just go, and it'll be figured out. How does that fit into this? Where's according to the first two opinions, where's Moshe Rabbeinu's eighth of an eighth?
I don't know. See, because the Svarim say, the Svarim that I was, again, I don't know these kind of Svarim, I try to keep my feet on the ground, but I was told by, I believe it was Reb Nachum Lansky in Baltimore, who's a big Mekubal, he told me that Moshe Rabbeinu's anivus is different than anybody else's humbleness, because when you're right next to the sun, you can't see straight.
Yeah.
Anybody else has an ability to have a certain perspective of himself, of self. The Moshe Rabbeinu was so close to the Shechina that he lost perspective of self. So again, when I deal with Moshe Rabbeinu, again, this I heard when I was a bachur, probably, but it's a long time since I've been a bachur, so it's I heard it a long time ago. But that's what he told me then, that I can't compare Moshe Rabbeinu's humility to anybody else's. Everybody else has a perspective of self. Moshe Rabbeinu was standing next to the sun, and when you stand, he just gave that as a muscle, and when you stand next to the sun, you lose ability to see perspective because you're blinded by sun. So that's what it gets.
That's exactly what I thought the answer was going to be. Since no one ever else has been able to perceive God in that way, no one else can compare.
Correct. Yes, doctor.
But I think Harvey's question actually answers the question I've had for many, many years, I've never thought of it before, which is that says on Moshe Rabbeinu that, you know, what, the ninth plague, when he left Paro, he got angry. Direct words, Bussin. People do not get angry without an arrogant. Yes, the two are absolutely.
And it's not the time for discussion, but I beg to differ. I will only say quickly, Moshe Rabbeinu was acting in the role of king. At the moment that Hashem said, "Oit nega echad avim mitzrayim," and Pari said, "I don't want to see you anymore," at that point, Hashem had told him to treat Pari with respect. At that point, that expired. And at that point, Moshe Rabbeinu could display the chutzpah. You don't have to be arrogant to get upset at somebody that has chutzpah. Somebody stands in front of Rav Chaim Kanievsky and calls him a name, right? And you're standing there and you get angry. It's not because you're arrogant. It's because you can't handle the fact that somebody did something so stupid, ridiculous. Same thing here. If Parai acted in unbelievable arrogance against the Rabbeinu Shloim, what held Moshe Rabbeinu back from reacting was the tzivui of Hashem.
No question, but I don't think you still have to have a sense of self
to react.
Again, I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist or anything like that. I see Moshe Rabbeinu's reaction as a total taking up Rekvot Shemayim.
Rabbi, Dr. Schwab's question has been my question for 30 years, and I have asked dozens of people exactly that question about the anger at that moment. Thank you. It's the first time I've heard an explanation I can understand.
Rabbi Margaretin?
Yes.
Maybe you can share with the audience the story about Yecheskel Abramsky when he was in the judge asked him about the world being the world's expert. He says yes, and he told them, I'm under oath. So I have,
Yecheskel Abramsky was taken to trial, was called as a witness. Not as a witness. He took off a heksher of a butcher in London. He said that it's strength. So they called him to trial. The guy sued him for taking off the heksher. So the judge said, Rabbi, who gives you the right to decide if something is kosher or not? So Yecheskel Abramsky said, because I'm the world's leading authority on these matters of Jewish law. So somebody asked him afterwards, isn't that Gaiva? He said, but I was under oath.
That was so funny.
I heard it from my receiver. But that's exactly it. He knew exactly who he was. He knew Hilchos Kashrus better than anybody else. So he knew that. That didn't take away his humility in that he didn't reach, in his mind, his potential. But I think we should move on.
There's similar stories about
Ruben. But I'd rather move on now, if you don't mind. We have to move. Talk to my right.
There's one more Rashi.
Thank you. Lajim man of Lajim Tzasa. Vayap with Adam like the Kulu like Mutsasa. To be Sutra, my decor, like Korash, Korok, Tavis Hashem. You're playing around with being called the abomination of Hashem? Stay away. Now, if I understand this, and this is my own, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak theoretically would agree to Shmini Shiva Shminis. But it's a bomb. Why would you want to touch something that, if handled incorrectly, is an abomination to Hashem? He's saying, is it so little in your eyes, the fact that Gaiva is an abomination? Meaning, let's say you're right that a person should have, but it's a dangerous thing. You overstep, you're an abomination. Dr. Kamarabite. Why, Dr. Rashi? Mizutra my decroy lekroa tavis Hashem? Is it little in your eyes that Hashem calls it abomination? Again, you could say that he holds that everything is an abomination. The way I understood it is theoretically a little might be good, but it's a dangerous game to play. Again, I might be wrong. So I think I'm right. Amr Cheski ain't to velosu shaladam nishmas. A person's tefillah is not heard. Elam came mesim nafshay bekapay. Can you please have Archko's word for this? Mesim, sorry, it doesn't say that. It says mesim libay kabasar.
If he makes his heart soft like flesh.
Like flesh. Shenema. V'hoyev gvidei chaydish b'chadshay, yavai kol basar lehishtachlois. Meaning basar is a soft thing. You can't go to the Rabbi Nishlam arrogantly. You go to Rabbi Nishlam humbly, because you're begging the Rabbi Nishlam. You have to come as a humble person who comes to the Rabbi Nishlam. Rashi. Basar kabasar shurach v'loy ke'evan shukasham. Soft, not hard like a stone. Dr. Gemara Baita. Amar Rav Zeira. Basar ksiv bei v'nirpa. Adam like ksiv bei v'nirpa. By Parshas Sarath, it says, Adam kiyeh bei v'sarai. It always goes to Adam. One time it says, Basar kiyeh bei shchin v'nirpa. Now, the pasuk is talking Parshas Pshat, that the shchin healed. But the bottom line is, the word healed is used next to basar. Because if a person acts like flesh, he's apt to get healed from his wrongdoings. If a person acts hearty, he's not going to get healed. That's what it's saying. Rashi. Basik simbe, I'm sorry, the Gemara. Adam like simbe v'nirpa. So Rashi. Basik simbe v'nirpa. Basik yibay rishchin v'nirpa. Adam yibay v'sar neged saras. Kisiyib adam. Loik simbechad v'nev v'nirpa. Never says he gets healed. Pidakachad to lamad. So mishu rach v'anav kabasar. One who's soft and humble like meat. Carved the strapes, be a sure my bone. I love. I meet you, Kasha Kadama, tough like dirt. Ain't refool of my high stuff. Doesn't get healed so quickly. Rashi adds the Bach, the Ruach Kimar Krasai, because he gets thrown off by anything that doesn't work his way. Don't think about my turn. Adam is an acronym. Adam, Efer, Dam, Mara. Ashes, it means dirt. Afar means afar, Efer and afar are interchangeable. Blood and gall. Basar is an acronym of Busha, he's embarrassed. Srucha, he unfortunately comes from Tipa Srucha, right, not unfortunately, reality, and he returns to a state of Srucha and Rima. He ends up by the worms at the end of his life. Ikka the Amri? What?
Okay.
Ikka the Amri? Shail. Substitute Srucha and add Shail. He can end up in Gehenna. The Sib the Shin doesn't write it B'samach, it writes it with a Sin. Sin and Shin can be interchanged. So it's Busha Srucha Shail. If he doesn't do tshuva, that's where he ends up. Dr. Ashi, Adam Lamini Krishma Adam Shu Efer Dam Umara, Kalim Kule Hevel. He's nothing. The Kaha is God, he's nothing to brag about. Mara Hilachluchis Mara. Mara is the moisture of the gall. Hayaitis Min Hamrira Shibakave, that comes from the gall that's near the liver. Mitzgaberes Adam. It goes stronger and weaker in a person depending on the months and the times. Through the food he eats, it can cause disease, plagues, pain. The doctors call it Marira Shchaira, Mara Shchaira, the black bile. And there's that, it also has the red bile. The Svarim say, and again, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not saying modern medicine, but the Svarim say there are four Maras. There's Mara Levana, Mara Shchaira, Mara Aduma, and Mara Yeruka. There is the white bile, the red bile, the black bile, and the yellow bile, or the green bile. And they say, this is the Evan Shleim of the Grub, they say, at least the parish of the Evan Shleim of the Grub, that the four Maras affect different midas of a person. Depression is called in Yiddish is Marish Chayredik. That means his black bile has taken control and therefore he feels depressed. Different midas, the parish of the Evan Shleima, the beginning of Evan Shleima, goes through the different midas that depend on which Mara is the dominant Mara at the time. So yes, the doctor had to say that first, yes.
It's actually in English as well. Depression is called melancholy. Which means black bile. It's actually black bile, yellow bile, mucus, and blood.
So that's the red bile. There's no white bile, I think they said.
Yellow, it's referred to as yellow bile.
Could be. I thought it was before, yes.
And it's not just mental.
No, it's physical.
So therefore, it's then it's not just when you talk to your bile.
No, depression is not just mental. It's caused by a physical cause.
Therefore, self-esteem or all of these things are
Again, I don't want to get into this discussion, but it's going to take me a half an hour. I'll just say the following. These things get stronger and weaker, based, Rashi says, through times and food, but a person has control. So his control and that control might be more mental. Yes?
Could be. Okay. That's why we have the word plethoric in English today, which somebody gets angry easily, which someone was full of blood.
Right, the red one is supposed to be the cough. There's four. Again, the parish average time, they talk about four, and each one affects different character traits in the person.
They're talking about four of them going back 500 years
to the
Bible. Melancholy was like
depressed.
Melancholy is depressed?
Yeah.
Close to depression. In the depression family.
Melancholy is more like
bad.
Yeah, but it's not depression.
Again, it depends to what degree.
They're close cousins.
Melancholy
is not
simple.
Really, I thought man is called cousin because he came from the ground.
What? That's true.
Not because he's an amalgam of these
three insignificant. Well, that's not true because it's right to say the reason he. That's part of it. It's different from Shatim. Here, Maral says that Adam also comes from Adama. I'm going to compare myself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the two forces in a person. Is he going to let the ground pull him down, or is he going to let the neshama pull him up? That's what the Maral says. That Adam is Adama and Adama. Right. Amar Abashim. I will compare myself to Hashem. I will go the way to Hashem. I really don't want to go there. I have to finish this Gemara. I'm not a psychiatrist or psychologist or a Balmusser that I'm going to sit here and analyze all character traits. We're going to move on. Adama means I will compare myself to Hashem. Doma, right. Amar Abashim. Call Adam Shiash Begasas or Ruach Masayf Nifchas. Person who's haughty, at the end of the day, Hashem lowers him. Rashi, Shalom, welcome, Shalom, Beitza, Gehenna will be his house. Nivchas, Lemait, the Chashibusa, Benachas, Pasa, Banachim. He becomes a low person. Shenemar, we will say, Zapacha. Now that's talking about different Nikoyim. With Darshani, the Seis means he raises himself. Zapachas means he becomes secondary. Lein Seis, and Lelosh and Gavaya. Shenemar, Kala, Ramim, Harim, Arroim, the high mountains. Val Kol HaGvois, HaNisois, in the hills that are raised up. Mein Zapachas, El Tvela. It's talking about when Eli got cursed that his children will not be Kanim Gedalim. Not only won't they be Hanim Gedalim, they'll have to beg to be included with the rest of the Kahanim to get their bread. So Safcheni means attach. They'll beg, attach me. So that's where the word Safcheni means secondary. And that's what happens. Sa'ez, person that pulls himself up, Sapachas. Hashem makes him a secondary person. Rashi says the Sapachas, Aidei Shemenasa Atzmai Bolu De Sapachas She'init Ikra Banoshim. He's not considered an important person, and the Nisrach Latavu is a secondary one. Tvela, Dover She'in Achashim Atzmai Lezitpo Bacherim, he is secondary to others. Sapcheni No, Asveni No, gather me. So the Bach adds, it does. Menevu is Meseli Mishtoi Krav. Emet Kahanim Gedalim Acherim, there'll be other Kahanim Gedalim. She Yitzivas Kahanim Zerachim B'Dulasam. They will take out your children from their greatness, means you won't, your descendants will not be Kahanim Gedalim. V'Yitzarechu Levakash Mehem, and they'll have to ask V'Oysom L'Kolta Metzlam to include them. Elachas HaKuhunois, V'Achas Min HaMishmaris to be part of one of the groups. Tzak T'Gemar V'Aitam Rebbe Shul B'Levi. Bo Rei Kahanim Gedalim Nemuchei Ruach. How great the humble people are, L'Vnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the one who's humble, Hashem says this humble person is like he brought all the offering. And why? Because he offered himself. That was my own editorial. Kabbalah of Hashem is a broken heart. Somebody who walks about humble, brokenhearted. V'layayid, Oshayin Tfilas in the Masses. His feeling gets accepted. Shadam Alev Nishma V'nitka, a broken, oppressed heart, a Lakim Loisivza. Hashem does not treat it in an embarrassing way. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Tchar Oyla B'yadim, V'lay Tchar Karban Achar. Nivchei, Kol HaTzachim B'mashmav. The person with a broken heart is offering himself, my own shot. You offer yourself, that's all karbanas. Vaita, you're saying, I'm nothing in front of Hashem. You know, there's a story they say, but this is the wrong approach. That Yehuda was once diving next to somebody in Rosh Hashanah. They had been traveling, and the person cried, by Afrani, by Kaida Tsari, what's his name? Navshi Kafra Lakaltia, he sat and cried away, Mamish, unbelievable. And then when it came to giving out aliyahs, he got a secondary aliyah, and he lost it, he got upset. That guy got a better aliyah than me. He said, if you'd asked him, I don't understand. A few minutes ago, you were crying with Navshi Kafra Lakaltia. Yeah, in front of Hashem, I'm Kafra, but in front of that guy? In front of that guy, I'm not Kafra. That's not the right approach. Like him. One who weighs, he probably says a better word than me. Evaluates. What?
Appraises.
He evaluates his ways, his mahalach, his way of acting in other mazeh, meaning he doesn't act impulsively. He does it with cheshvan, right? You think about consequences. Zaycha v'rayi b'shuvatu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar. The pasuk says, for some derech, when he puts his ways, I ran up b'yesha l'kim, I will show him salvation. Hatikru v'sam was a sin, and l'sham derech, one who analyzes his ways, Hashem will give him, will show him salvation. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Hashem Archaitav, Mechashev Hefzid Mitzvah Keneged Tzchara. He weighs the Hefzid Mitzvah vis-a-vis the Tzchar of the Mitzvah. He weighs it, and he does what's correct, meaning he does, he recognizes consequences, doesn't act impulsively. And that, Hashem takes care of him, because this was the Gemara we had a flat on the, I don't know what word to use, of the greatness of somebody who's humble, and the opposite of somebody who's the opposite. The Gemara is not pro-Gaiva, that's for sure, this Gemara.
This does not have anything to do with Gaiva.
The impulsiveness? To a certain extent, it does.
No, it's a person that's not in control.
It could be he doesn't want to be in control because he thinks too much of himself. Doesn't question himself.
He just does what
people. You know, he doesn't question himself. He's automatically right.
No, he's just automatic. That's what he is. He's not.
It could be both. I understand you. I'm not arguing with you. Yes.
I think once you're beyond 4 years old, being impulsive
is absolutely not Gaiva. The world
really
wants to hear what I have to say. Maybe not. Could be. I mean, the Gemara puts it in with the Gemara of Gaiva. The Gemara does put it here.
It says here because it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi's statement.
That's what it says?
Yeah.
Thank you. That is true.
I was wondering, like, when out of nowhere, just put this. That's what.
Thank you very much. Thank you. The test goes to here. Now we can start tonight's Gemara. Ketzed Mekarala. How does a person warn his wife? Now, the Mishnah, and I'm going to say this outside, the Mishnah doesn't really read well. Now, read the words of the Mishnah. Back on page of Mekarala. Amala al tadabri amish flaydi. Don't speak with him. The Dibrahimai, a dying who mataris lebesa, mataris lachab atruva. Now, what if he tells her, nichtasima lebesa seser, then she's asura lebesa. What was the warning? Was the warning, don't speak? Is that an adequate warning? He never said, don't go alone into the room. He said, don't speak to the guy. And then she spoke to him, there's no consequence. The Mishnah makes it sound, if he says, don't speak, and if she goes in privately with him, there are consequences. He never said, don't go privately. He said, don't speak. Is the Mishnah saying, don't speak, is an adequate warning for going private? That's the Gemara's problem. And that problem, the Gemara is trying to work out the Mishnah. What is required for the warning? First, the Mishnah tells us what doesn't work. Don't speak, if she spoke, that's not good enough. Right, they spell it too, 100%. First Mishnah Makkah doesn't say anything, Kate today, it's not some Zaymim, then it tells you how Adam don't become Zaymim. It happens a few times. But that's the thing. Same here. What is going on here? That's the Gemara's question. I'm going to leave it for Monday morning, and we wish everybody a good Shabbos and a wonderful day.